The Port of Seattle oversees the Seaport as well as SeaTac International Airport. The port argued in court late last year that it doesn't fall under the jurisdiction of the SeaTac Minimum Wage Initiative. King County Judge Andrea Darvis agreed. So baggage handlers, cabin cleaners, and other airport workers who had been hoping for a jump in pay at the beginning of this year have not gotten one. Supporters of the initiative are appealing the decision. At the same time, they're asking port commissioners to just go ahead and adopt the living wage ordinance. Heather Weiner is a spokeswoman for the union-backed group that sponsored the measure.
Competitive airports with the Port of Seattle, such as Oakland, San Jose, LAX, even St. Louis already paid their people doing the exact same jobs for the exact same corporations living wages. So the Port of Seattle could do the same thing.
Port Commissioner Courtney Gregoire says she and other commissioners want to work with local and state leaders, as well as the labor community and business interests, such as the airport's largest carrier, Alaska Airlines, to craft a solution. She says port commissioners want workers to make wages that allow them to support their families.
A wheelchair attendant who has served our community for 10 years should not have to turn to food stamps to support himself. An airline fueler just starting out who aspires to be a mechanic should see a clear career pathway to get to that job.
Gregoire says the Port Commission will hold public hearings early this year and take action by June. At the same time, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has set up a committee to explore setting a $15 an hour minimum wage in the city. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.